You are listening to the Satellite Sisters Talk TV. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, California. I'm here with my sister Julie Dolan, who's in Dallas, Texas. We recap the CBS drama Madam Secretary every week. Well, every week that it's on the air. And this is the third season finale. And Julie, they just threw it all in here. We had some great moments, some funny lines, some... It was an awesome show for Bess.
It was great. Leanne, I put on a special blouse today for this podcast, for the finale. I've got some ruffle thing going on here. Just on the top. I've got nothing going on the bottom. Okay. Just got yoga pants on the bottom, but I have ruffles on the top to celebrate Article 5, the season finale, filmed in D.C.
Yeah.
I loved all the fresh footage. You know, outside the White House, walking around the World War II monument. It was very good.
Yeah, I thought they used the most of the D.C. monuments in a fun way. You know, it really added to the show. This episode was written by the show creator Barbara Hall, who we spoke to on Satellite Sisters, and directed by Eric Stoltz, my crush from my teen years. So I'm glad. So really had it all. And it did have it all. Like, literally, it had it all. It managed to set up some new relationships and storylines for the future, which is good.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then unbelievably just stole headlines right from this week's news. Okay, we had discussion of the dissolution of NATO and what NATO means to the world and peace and democracy. We had scenes of Russian collusion in an election.
Oh, yeah. I know. Bags of euros. I like that, Leanne.
We had suspicious business activity by a son in high places. I mean, I thought that was unbelievable. And then we had news leaks by highly placed associates. We had those.
How about the false flag thing? Even that as a theme coming through. That was good.
I feel like every day we have a false flag now. I feel like
yes, indeed, Leanne.
If by false flag, you mean a New York Times news alert on your phone. Yeah. I mean, really, the only thing that was missing was Pippa's wedding. You know, if they had somehow had a vaguely royal wedding in the middle of this episode, it would have been a perfect recap of last week.
But we did have a fussy French femme, which added to the show, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there were some good America versus France scenes, which... I think it's just a funny foe for us to have, France. But hi, funny, haha, not funny weird. But it was just a really good show for Madam Secretary herself. She had some blockbuster like conversational scenes, and then she had that great speech, you know, defending NATO. We got some history lessons from her out there in front of the World War II memorial. I think it was basically her full Emmy nomination submission show. Like, that's it. Like, yeah. They are bound and determined to get Taya Leone an Emmy nomination this year, and this was the show that they will submit to do that.
Very good analysis, Leanne. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
She was really the star of the show this week. You know, in a couple of other episodes recently, you know, other people have sort of taken center stage, which we've enjoyed. But in the season finale here, it all came back to Bess, and Bess did what she needed to do. She saved NATO. She saved Bulgaria. And they were
very happy. The Bulgarians were very happy, as you would be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. All right. So here are the storylines this week. We start with Russia making moves on Bulgaria. For some reason, and we don't know why, France aligns with Russia, but we learn why. And then eventually, at the end of the show, Bess saves NATO. So that's fantastic.
And all the members were crying. They were standing up and crying at the end of Bess's speech. That was magnificent.
I was also standing up and crying. So, all right, here's the other storyline. Henry is sad. S-A-D. Henry has a new gig, Julie, and it is not what you wished for him. He is not going back to academia.
It doesn't
involve a tweed blazer with leather patches on the sleeve and a bullwhip. And some sort of Indiana Jones fantasy that I had in mind.
No,
he's on like some team with generic people doing all this stuff. What's
SEAL Team Zero, Leanne? I don't know. You know, we'll just have to see. You know, he's up to, he's sort of dirty tricks. He's a fixer now. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens with Henry. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then in this episode, we had a lot of love is in the air, which we're all on board with. So we had some great scenes with Bess and Henry trying to reconnect, plan a hot weekend with some good bedroom scenes there. You know, they're an enjoyable couple to watch and for many, many reasons. Many reasons.
Yes, they are, Lynn. Yes, they are.
Okay. Then we had some great scenes with Nadine and Mike B.
And aren't you happy for Nadine? You know, the single, hardworking woman who's dedicated to her job, that she gets, you know, I mean, okay, Mike B has some baggage there, but he's a pretty cute looking guy when you look at him, Lynn.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she's got a little action in her life. Yeah.
Yes, I'm happy for her too. Very happy. Yeah. I mean, there were some rough patches over the course of the show, but I'm very happy.
Yes. I mean, she was having the affair with a married man, which, okay, we're not going back there.
No,
okay.
She's moving forward. And so can we, Julie, we can do it. And then in all caps, I have Stevie and Dimitri.
Sparks were flying. Just one smoldering look from Dimitri looking into Stevie, who looked, I mean, my gosh, could she have looked more beautiful in that scene?
No. Okay. Yeah. All right. And well, we're going to talk about it later, but goodbye, Jareth, the sort of pale British physicist.
Yeah, with bad teeth. He's not going to make it.
Okay. All right. Okay. So here, let's go to the main storyline. And it's this Bess saving NATO. Something's up with the Russians. The Russians are moving their Black Sea fleet. They're headed for Bulgaria. And this has everybody legitimately concerned, because they said, oh, it's like another Crimea. So they're comparing it to a real world exercise here. But in this case, Bulgaria is a NATO nation. And so Bess needs to go and go to Brussels, where all things NATO happen. So,
right. One for all and all for one. Yes. I think this is a pretty safe theme for Madam Secretary. Russia is going to continue in real life. Yes. It's going to continue to try to invade former countries of the Soviet Union. So this can be a reoccurring storyline. This week it's Bulgaria. Next week it could be Estonia. So yes, serious matters there that requires NATO intervention.
Right. And so Russell wants to send, quote, somebody with some brass balls. That's a Russell quote. And so he's sending in Bess instead of the ambassador, who he's very dismissive of the ambassador there in Brussels. She's supposed to invoke Article 5. I didn't know what that was. Why would you in the NATO treaty unless you were a diplomat? So basically an attack against one NATO nation is an attack against all NATO nations. And the idea is that they all have to stand together, that everyone has to vote yes. In the meantime, we have sort of a B storyline along the same theme, which once again, Nadine is charged with dealing with a family member whose child is overseas. In this case, a U.S. military officer who was in the Ukraine and was killed there and then was mistakenly buried in Russia, right?
So, I like these storylines because I think it's a good way to remember that all this diplomacy, all the, you know, flying around and meeting with dignitaries, there are individuals involved. And this was, you know, the individual story of somebody that, like, gets caught, you know, in some diplomatic crossfire, and that which, you know, really doesn't have anything to do, I think, is a good way to, you know, it's an important theme. So that's
right, because it does really happen, you know,
yes,
that even though
all the time that our State Department is intervening on behalf of American citizens around the world, you know, in big ways and small ways, but in ways that really count. So I like that, Lynn.
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do.
because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there? Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. And that's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
So so that's sort of a subplot that's happening. And as you said, reminding Bess that these are big issues, but also individual issues. So off she goes to Brussels, where she has a dramatic scene against Frenchie. It's just what I'm calling.
I had fussy French femme. Yeah, she was just not cooperating, Leanne.
No.
I mean, Bess had really rallied pretty much everybody else in the room, but there was France like insisting on yet another draft of their resolution, you know, and Bess wasn't having it. You know, she wasn't going for this diplomatic stalling, this mumbo jumbo. And she was really hard on the French woman, and she deserved it.
Yeah. And, I am recording the show. I had to stop. for 1 second and make sure I was recording the show.
Good.
And so France threatens to withdraw from the council entirely. It could be the end of NATO without France. You know, all of Europe will fall, all of democracy will fall. And yet I did enjoy the French woman's hanging earrings. Very nice. And
She is French. I mean, you know, she was going to bring a good accessory.
Yes.
But yeah, that really, you know, Beth was in a pickle. I mean, sometimes her very forceful style creates situations. And I'm sure she was feeling kind of badly that she was in charge or, you know, of the collapse of NATO. That would make you feel bad. That's a bad day at the office, Liam.
Right. So, but it's suspicious. Like, why would France do this? So they remember that Mike B, who is a political operative who sell his services to the highest bidder, which sometimes is in the U.S. and other times not. They remember that Mike B worked for the French elections. And so, and worked for the candidate that won, but has some oppo research, blah, 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 or work for the candidate that lost, but he has some oppo research. Sorry.
Steffi's really getting worked up on this episode, but it's the season finale. So she's got to really bring it. This will be the final time that you'll hear Steffi, you know, on this podcast for a while. So come on, just keep barking, Steffi. Okay. Don't worry about it.
So, and then there's a very funny scene when Mike B comes into the office where he and Nadine have that kind of sexy exchange of glances in the hallway. That was very charming.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I like that.
And so Mike B exposes the president of France's son. He said, oh yeah, well, here's what we learned, that his older son is basically a crook, embezzled money. Who's investigating him? The IMF or the Interpol? Yeah, Interpol is investigating him, right? I guess the IMF doesn't investigate people.
No.
And so that this is kind of this slippery, slimy information that Bess has to use to pressure the president of France to get back in line with NATO. And she does that. She threatens the president of France.
I know. I mean, this is where, you know, I mean, Bess is not the character of Bess. She certainly has, you know, a lot of times she tries to strike the high moral ground, but she is not above going low, Leon, you know,
right.
And this was really a low move, you know, to get on the phone and essentially threaten the president of France, you know, with some trash talk about his son. So that, you know, and she's maybe that's her CIA background, but she's done this on occasion. So it gets to the complexity of the character. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. She is concerned about her legacy. She realizes she's not going to be on a stamp if she lets NATO fall apart on her watch. But here's the deal. The president of France doesn't budge. He's throwing his son under the bus. But why? And then we learn, but why? And it's because Russia interfered with the French elections. And now he's beholden. He is Putin's puppet. He's Putin's puppet. No, he's Putin's puppet. Yeah. So there is some exchanging of money in the backseat of a cab, which one of Henry's Russian contacts just happens to have a tape of. So
of course he does. To me, it didn't look like enough money to throw an election. I'm just saying, but whatever. Maybe it was the first of many payments.
Right. So in the meantime, you know, Bess has to talk down the mother of the soldier into not having a press conference and not threatening, you know, and not making the case against NATO and against protecting Bulgaria, because it's going to be very damaging for Bess's chances to, you know, get NATO on board with this Article 5. And that was a very dramatic scene at the World War II Memorial where she's talking to the mother about the history of NATO. I thought that was a wonderfully written scene and clearly, you know, grounded in kind of an interest in what's happening now. So I love that scene. I thought it was great.
I thought it was great. And again, it's that when you think about, you know, so many events in history, it's sparked by an individual incident, something that doesn't seem like it should blow up into, you know, the dissolution of NATO or something like that. So I enjoyed that scene too. And I like that sort of underlining story to the bigger story of Russia invading Bulgaria. Yeah.
So in the meantime, Henry's got this new gig, which, you know, we'll only speak of briefly. He's on this SAD team special.
He had to take a test, Leon, to get on the SAD team. Like, what kind of questions do you think they asked him on that quiz? I don't know.
He took the test Monday morning, and like by Monday afternoon, he was meeting with his, quote, generic team. And by Tuesday, he was in Canada, like research, you know, shaking down Russians for information. And then by Wednesday, like, Dmitry's in the house. So, so there's a little too much contact professionally between Bess and Henry for me. I don't think they both need to be working on the same thing all the time, but, they do figure out why France is beholden to Russia. And then there's a whole Nadine and Mike B subplot, like, oh my gosh, is he two-timing Nadine with a French woman? Is that his client? Is that this? Nadine is sleuthing on Mike B, and he is not amused by that at all. But he has a good scene with Bess where he explains where his loyalties lie. And then he goes and does Bess's dirty work. He, you know, leaks the information so that it can be used in a way that won't be tracked back to the U.S. State Department. And then there's that fantastic NATO vote scene where Bess like has her moment and everyone stands up and there are tears and they're supporting each other. And Fran,
I know she takes out a postcard from her uncle. Okay, it was beautiful. Okay, I mean it was just a lovely scene. And who knows if that was, you know, if Bess really had an uncle or whether that was just a CIA ploy. But it all worked. It was great.
That's true. When you said if Bess really had an uncle, I was like, well, she's a fictional character, Julie. I don't.
Not to me, Liam. Not to me.
But we did have an uncle who died in World War
II.
Yes, we did. I thought that scene was particularly touching. You know, that I was like, I was doing the math and I was like, well, that would actually work. Yes. If you are Tay Leone's age, you would have had an uncle who would have died in World War II. That works. And everybody votes that they're going to stand with NATO, and then France abstains, which is fine. That means NATO will stand. They can defend Bulgaria. And then back at the State Department, they all get a little tipsy. It's just celebrating NATO. I mean, that's a bunch of wonks, isn't it? They're just like, woohoo, NATO. Let's go party. That made me laugh. But then we had that very touching scene. She is able, with the president of Russia, they do some wheeling and dealing. That's Bess's, where she's the best on Skype, and wheeling and dealing with international leaders. And she does get the remains of the U.S. soldier back, and he's buried at Arlington National Cemetery. And that, you know, always
there's
a tearjerker.
There is nothing more dignified, more sorrowful, more, it chokes me up every time I see it, fictional or real. The military funeral, and then the presentation of the American flag to, in this case, to the mother of the fallen soldier. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, so that was really lovely.
Yes. All right. So, and now in the romance front, Bess starts off right in the very beginning in the kitchen scene. She wants to go away for the weekend to this like cabin in the woods where the family used to go when they were little, and they loved playing board games by firelight. And you know, it is never good to try to recreate those family moments, right? That's usually a big backfire. Don't
that
you say,
That is
going to
be a big disaster. I could see it. I could see that she was, even before any of the kids weighed in, I knew they weren't going to like that. You know, it sounded like a really bad idea. I mean, you had a great family moment, just savor it, you know, just move on and try something else. Don't try to go back. Don't, you know?
Yeah. And the kids basically tell her that. No, even Henry's like, no Wi-Fi, no this, no electricity.
Nope.
No, we're not going there.
Forget.
But she hangs with it. So then Henry promises, you know, okay, well, maybe we'll have a romantic weekend. We haven't had one of those in a while.
Henry.
Good. I was thinking, I don't think my husband has ever said that to me. So
of course he has, Liam. Of course he has.
So we're all for that. We're hoping for that. But I also thought, like, it must literally be impossible to plan a vacation if you're the Secretary of State. Like, you don't, right?
Okay, that was a little kooky that here they are staying in the cabin with no electricity, no Wi-Fi, no heat. But of course they have the giant Suburbans full of Secret Service people right outside. I was like, where are those guys? What are they going to do? Where are they going to sleep tonight? You know, so.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we... We love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going.
Oh.
Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo,
you can
literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SAD Sisters. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SAD Sisters at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's, okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS.
I didn't even think about that. Okay. And then we had Mike B and Nadine. We've already mentioned it, but worth mentioning several things again. First of all, that scene of with Daisy and Nadine where Daisy's like, what do you mean you haven't Googled him? You haven't done your own Oppo research on Mike B. I love the way how great Bibi Neuwirth's legs looked in that scene. Did you notice that? Like Eric Stoltz. Yeah. Eric Stoltz did her a solid with that direction of that scene.
Yeah, just keep dancing, Leanne, because it pays off. Yes. Well, I love the whole way that Daisy sort of sussed out that Nadine was getting some action. It was just a little, a little eye contact between her and Mike B. That was all that Daisy needed to call a conference in an elevator with Nadine and get to the bottom of it, right? And that was cute. I'm glad they're sort of good girlfriends in the office.
Yes. And then we had just that moment between Stevie and Dimitri, but it was worth it. Because I have to say, in the beginning of that scene, Henry brings Dimitri in. He's
okay,
the Russian.
Okay, bing, bing, bing. The alarm bells are going off, Leanne. Kind of a security risk to bring, a now sort of exposed, affected spy into the home of the Secretary of State. But far be it from me. I mean, I would like them to tighten up the security on this show. They are not heeding my warnings.
Right. That's exactly what I wrote in my note. And then I thought, really, they're eating Chinese food, too. I don't know. There's something about that, like trying to discuss complex geopolitical ideas, like with chopsticks in your hand. That seemed like a lot. But then bing, 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 Stevie walked in. I'm like, oh, now I get it. They had to have Dimitri in the house so they could have this moment. And Dimitri has grown his hair out. The results are spectacular. Whoa. Yeah, they're
Dr. Zhivago. That's what I wrote down in my notes, Lynn.
He is a touch of Omar Sharif.
Whoa. Yeah. He is. Yeah, he's got that. He's got the, like, the dark, smoldering Russian soul, you know. And there was Stevie in the little ribbon choker, the black midi, with her hair done so beautifully. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that's exciting for season four. Like, that is definitely something to look forward to, because Stevie going off and marrying the pale British physicist, that nothing is sexy about that. Unless, as I thought, he was a spy. He was a double agent. But I, so.
Well, that's maybe Dimitri will uncover Jarrett's double agency.
Maybe he will. I think the writers are going to ponder that over the summer on their break. All right. And that's it. That wrapped the season. You know, it was a nice little button. Bess had a real victory. She saved NATO. We had these good storylines. And, you know, Henry's getting around better. That's nice to see. And then they did. Finally, they went to the cabin. Oh, all the kids are there. And they're playing, you know, board games by firelight. So that was a nice moment. Excellent season. Good job, Madam Secretary. Unbelievable that you were able to nail so many of these, you know, actual storylines.
Right. I mean, the writers will not be taking off the summer, Land. There is just too much going on in the world.
Oh, okay? That's true. Like, right.
Yeah. So right. They'll just have to. Right. There's a lot of potential topics out there for certain.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right. In our binders full of blouses, wrapping up season three. First of all, Nadine's date outfit goes to the office. I mean, she didn't even go home and change out of that leopard print sweater thing.
No, I mean, that animal print was working. She's, you know, she was fine with that. So I like that.
And then Daisy still with the cute dresses and pregnancy. They're still.
I know. She's getting bigger and going bolder, Leanne. Yeah. You know, used to tell you when you were pregnant, little prince, tiny prince, like Laura Ashley. No. Daisy going in the opposite direction and having such a positive effect. Big, bold prints on her as she's becoming more pregnant. So I like that, Liam.
As befitting our binders full of blouses, I would say Bess just had one knockout blouse after another on the show. She really went with the blouse, the jacket look throughout her many trips to Brussels, back, you know, a lot of flying, a lot of blouses.
Yeah, again, she was in the time capsule going back and forth to Brussels. So we'll just say that. I also liked her use of the Madeleine Albright pin.
Yes.
When she went to NATO meetings, she had that American Eagle pin thing on that Madeleine Albright and various other high-ranking female diplomats have always worn.
And then I just had pin mania because a lot of them there in the NATO meeting had pins on. So it was good to sort of identify what country they were from. It's helpful. It's helpful. Get yourself a pin. If you're going abroad, get yourself a pin. So, now what are we going to do, Julie? Now we have to watch the actual news.
I know, Liam. Where it's all still going on. Russia is invading other countries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's money laundering happening in Cyprus daily. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. France, wacky election. Yeah, I know. It's all happening. Please come back. We can't wait for you to come back, I think is a fair thing to say, Madam Secretary. Please. Come back sooner if you can.
Yes. Yes.
To provide us with an alternative to our actual reality. All right. This was a fun season, Joy. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for everybody who has stuck with us and has discovered Satellite Sisters through our Madam Secretary recaps. We do a show every Tuesday, Satellite Sisters. You can find it at Apple Podcasts. You can find it at satellitesisters.com, at Stitcher. Really, almost any app where you listen to podcasts, you can find Satellite Sisters there. This week on the show, we talk about the terrible events in Manchester. We talk about the glory that was Pippa Middleton's wedding to distract us from a bunch of stuff. We have a lot of entertainment reporting going on, everything from a discussion with the producer of the new Wonder Woman movie to a discussion about the TV show Blackish. Julie, you have a report on Deborah Tannen's new book about how women talk to their friends, right?
You're the only one I can tell. And of course, a preview of what will certainly be an outstanding mini sequel to Love Actual. So you don't want to miss, actually. So you don't want to miss that. As well as Lee, and we are going to have, we're going to be talking about chowder soaked toast. And you just don't want to miss that discussion. I noticed that Madam Secretary, that's what she was making for breakfast for Henry. Bess was attempting to make toast in the opening scene. So
so it's really the toast zeitgeist.
Yes, it really is, Liam.
It is. All right. We're the Satellite Sisters. Have a great week. And don't forget, call your satellite sister. BarkBox, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Steffi is thrilled having her own special URL. It's a victory, really, for rescue dogs everywhere, Julie, I like to think. So
it certainly is, Liam.